Okay, Deacon Sullivan, open us in prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you and thank you. And as we gather here to worship you, we thank you for the guidance and the sanity that you bring us in this insane world, Father. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good prayer. That's a good point. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving grace of his right hand. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not thy enemies triumph over me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom then will I be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple, the temple of the Lord, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple, the temple of the Lord. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of my God. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of my God.
A few thoughts for us today on this Super Bowl Sunday 2018. I just want people to know, yes, I am aware there's a Super Bowl and who's playing in it and so forth and so on. Think about this. Love is the oxygen of the kingdom. God mends the broken heart when you give him all the pieces. Faith like light should always be simple and unbending, while love like warmth should beam forth on every side and bend to every necessity of our brethren, of our own brethren. Some interesting thoughts. I also want to mention that the news media doesn't tell us this, but of course across the world, people all the time are accepting Christ as Savior. People of, no Christian background or other religions. For example, on this day in 1932, Bhakt Singh was baptized in Vancouver, Canada, formerly a Sikh. He had grown up in India hating and mocking Christians, even tore up the first Bible given to him. Nonetheless, he became a convert to Christianity. Engineering studies took him to England through his father, though his father wished otherwise. Only after Bhakt Singh promised his mother he would not change his religion did she persuade his father to allow him to study abroad. Once in England, he did abandon Sikhism, cut his hair, considered himself an atheist, indulging in every kind of pleasure. He went through 7 months of savings in 1 month and began to smoke and drink, which as a Sikh he had never done before. He sent false accounts to his father. These self-betrayals left him deeply unhappy. He began to view his life as a vanity of vanities. Sailing to Canada on a pleasure trip, he decided to attend a Christian church service aboard the ship to see what it was like. Falling asleep during the sermon, he woke to find everyone else kneeling. At first, he rebelled against kneeling, but then humbled himself, thinking, "I've been to Muslim mosques and Hindu temples. I've taken off my shoes and washed my feet to show respect for these places. I must honor this place too, out of courtesy." He knelt down, and immediately he felt the power of Christ. Later he reported, "I began to say, O Lord Jesus, blessed be thy name, blessed be your name." The transformation which began that day led him to read the Bible and become an enthusiastic Christian. And after his baptism, Bhakt Singh began to share his story. The first time that he stood up to give his testimony, he trembled violently. He could only say, "The Lord Jesus saved me. I was a man who was worthy to be burnt to ashes because my hands had torn the Bible. I was a blasphemer against the Bible and the name of the Lord Jesus. I made fun of Christians, yet he saved even me." So those are things that we don't hear about that's very important to realize. I want to also mention a few things that's kind of interesting from the technocracy news and trends that I receive. Population control, sustainable development is the proven solution. The Super Bowl will be monitored by thousands of security cameras. Total surveillance is the goal at the Super Bowl, providing a unique human and technological laboratory to refine social engineering skills. Fans will dutifully submit to security screening, pat-downs, and purse searches. This one's interesting. It begins. First ever self-driving delivery truck seen on public roads. Yeah. And a whole lot of other things too. We also want to remember, standing in the gap, some prayer points, and we won't go through all of them today, but at least a few of them. Standing in the gap for America, pray for God to draw the hearts of all America to Him. Pray that a new Supreme Court justice will be appointed this year who will uphold the Constitution and the rule of law. Pray for godly men and women to be elected to the U.S. House and Senate this year during the midterm elections. Pray for Sandra Susan Merritt and our fight against Planned Parenthood. Pray for Supreme Court to make the right decision on the Masterpiece Cake Shop case involving the Christian baker. Pray for the Supreme Court to make the right decision on our pending case involving crisis pregnancy centers in California, which are being forced to advertise for abortion. Pray that we have favor and victory in our many cases involving Child Evangelism Fellowship and other cases of students in public schools. And pray for our cases defending marriage and biblical human sexuality and dignity. And in the weeks to come, we'll cover some more of those points. And here are some interesting points from history. Speak seldom, but to important subjects, except such as particularly relate to your constituents, and in the former case, make yourself perfectly master of the subject. That was said by George Washington in 1787. The most sacred of duties of a government is to do equal and impartial justice to all citizens. Thomas Jefferson, 1816. Man, once surrendering his reason, has no remaining guard against absurdities the most monstrous. Like a ship without a rudder is the sport of every wind. Thomas Jefferson, 1822. In 1740, the English revivalist George Whitefield wrote in a letter, "If I see a man who loves the Lord Jesus in sincerity, I am not very solicitous to what communion he belongs. The kingdom of God, I think, does not consist in such a thing." And another one or two. "Beside to lay and collect internal taxes in this extensive country, must require a great number of congressional ordinances immediately operation upon the body of the people. These must continually interfere with the state laws and thereby produce disorder and general dissatisfaction till the one system of laws or the other, operating under the same subjects, shall be abolished." And that was from Federal Farmer, 1787. And I particularly like this one. "Satan knows your name, but he calls you by your sin. But God knows your sin, but he calls you by your name." Yeah. Well, today we're going to look at scripture from Psalm 139. We're still not through all the marches for life and things like that have gone on. And I'm just going to use as a subject today, Made in Secret, but Psalm 39, if you'll turn there. 139. Psalm 139. There are 24 verses there. So we'll go ahead and read the entire chapter, Psalm 139. And so that'll mean each one of us will read 6 of those verses from Psalm 139. We'll start on my left with Mrs. Lear.
Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6, from the English Standard Version. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6 from the English Standard Version.
I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Psalm chapter 139, verses 7 through 12. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night. Even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. I recommend the Standard Version, verses chapter 139 of Psalms, verses 7 to 12.
Good.
And continuing from the English Standard Version, verses 13 through 18. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, in your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God, how vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake and I am still with you. That was Psalm 139 from the English Standard Version, verses 12 through 18.
Now I'm reading from Psalm 139, beginning at verse 19. Oh, that you would stay the wicked, O God. O men of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? Do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And I've just read from Psalm 139 in the English Standard Version, verses 19 through 24. Well, I've chosen as a theme, if you will, for our message today, being made in secret. As verse number 15, my frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Now, obviously, Psalm 139 is as good a pro-life message or pro-life scripture passage as you can get. And it's certainly worth looking at all the parts of it. Starting on verse 1, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. And so the issue of saying, do we know our own hearts? Do we know ourselves that well? And we don't. But the Lord does. It's always amazing to say, even though he knows us this well, you know, in the statement that I read about how Satan calls us according to knows your name and but calls you by your sin, but God knows your sin, but he calls you by your name. It's also interesting that here we have, you know, we're supposed to not hate anybody or hate anything. You know, in this age of tolerance and political correctness we live in. But here, we're being told that you would slay the wicked, O God, O men of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Serious matter to take the Lord's name in vain. And people do it all the time, of course, without even thinking twice about it. And so in verse 21, do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? Now, are we supposed to hate anybody? I guess it's all right to hate sin. It's all right to hate the devil. And hating those who hate the Lord, do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. And so anybody that hates the Lord, anybody that takes the Lord's name in vain, and, you know, it's more than just what you say, taking the Lord's name in vain. It's the whole heart attitude that a person would have that is loathsome to the Lord. Now, does the Lord need us to fight his battles? Absolutely not. But the idea of basically saying who's on the Lord's side, you know, and that is becoming more obvious before the second coming of Christ. You know, as we approach this resurrection season, and this year, of course, it's kind of interesting that I believe Ash Wednesday falls on Valentine's Day, which is kind of an interesting thing, and the different things in Easter resurrection time is a little bit earlier than it usually is. The question, of course, knowing why we celebrate these things, what these things mean to us, is extremely important. And of course, at the end of the chapter, and this is probably as meaningful as anything, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there's any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. As I said, you know, the Lord can't fix a broken heart unless we give him all the pieces. Well, in the same way, the situation here is, do you really want to be right with the Lord? Then you have to submit yourself to him. And just like the fellow, the sick fellow that learned that to kneel in humble observance of the Lord, well, that's what we're doing. So we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and what does Scripture say? He will lift us up. We don't have to lift ourselves up, and this is very important, particularly in this age of self-aggrandizement, in an age that we live in of people thinking only about what they're doing and how it affects them without thinking how it affects others. Praise God for the reading of his word today. And we are thankful, Lord Jesus. Without you, we would be nothing. With you, we're only something because of you. Glory to your holy name, Jesus. Amen.